Hello, everybody. It's Saturday. I hope you're out doing something fun and engaging and family-oriented and all that good stuff. Today, I need to talk to you guys about something very serious. I know, dun-dun-dun, and I'm normally fun and engaging, and I go for the jokes, but today, I can't do that. I spoke to a mom yesterday. Her son, he's 22 years old. He is an extremely gifted musician. He actually is a praise and worship leader. And when he sings, and I've heard this young man sing since I think he was in the sixth grade, and he just is captivating. It's truly a blessing that this young man has this gift. And I believe he was created for this gift. Well, he was diagnosed with cancer probably a few months ago, and he is now undergoing chemotherapy. He is literally in the trenches of the battle. He is feeling all the pain. He's feeling every side effect that chemotherapy offers. His mother is like any mother, sitting back trying to help him and trying to give him whatever she can to, number one, make this process better, and number two, encourage him during this fight. So I reached out to this friend of mine, and I've known her for several years, and I said to her, hey, I am not trying to sell you anything, but right now you really need to do some research on CBD oil and how it may help Chase. That's all I said to her. She immediately responded and said, yes, I've heard about it, and I actually bought some, but I don't think it's doing anything. I said, do me a favor, send me the package, and let me see it, a picture of it. She did. She did it pretty quick, actually. And I was appalled at what I saw. The strength that was on that bottle was lower than what we give dogs. And then I knew how much she had paid for it because this particular company is known for their very high-priced item. Now, they are a network marketing company, and it saddens me that this company is doing this to people. So I'm not going to name any names. I wrote back to her, and I said, look, you're not in a position for anyone to BS you. I'm going to be as honest with you as I possibly can. You need to get your money back on that product. You are more than welcome to buy from me. If you want to, I can show you how to save some money doing that because I know the cost associated with fighting cancer. It's not something you have any room to wiggle on. But I said, you guys are in the fight of your life. And so I will give you several brands that I think are very good and I've heard very good things about them. I don't know all their prices, but I know they are very good. So whatever you purchased them for, I believe you would get a good quality product from them. And she wrote back and she said, oh my God, are you kidding me? So I actually met her in town. I actually had some of our product at a lower dose, so not near what this gentleman needs. But at that point, I felt like we've got to get something in him until she can get something better. So I gave her what was left, and it was a pretty good bottle's worth of a lower dose. And all I was going to use that product for was samples. So it no way impacted me economically. And at that point in time, I was just really serious about getting this product into him. Because one of the main things that people don't understand about CBD is it literally stops the growth of the cancer cell. Research shows this. Research is backing this up. It stops the growth of the cancer cell. So if you really think about this while they're ongoing in their chemotherapy, if you can stop the growth of the cancer cell, wouldn't you think that would be a better way to kill it? Because the number one reason why people don't succeed in chemotherapy is the cancer spreads. They'll say, I'm sorry, but the treatment was non-effective. It may have killed off some of the cancer cells, but it grew faster than we could keep up with it. Or this is an aggressive form of cancer. So if you can put something into your system that will stop the growth of the cancer cell, I think that's worth a shot. The other benefits of CBD oil that people have given some testimony on is the pain relief. The way that it helps you gain a little bit of an appetite. And so everybody that's undergoing chemotherapy knows one of the first thing that goes away is the appetite. You're miserable. You're anxious. You're depressed. All those things people are reporting that CBD oil is helping with. So it's worth a shot to me. If I were undergoing cancer treatment, if anyone in my immediate family was undergoing cancer treatment, I would ingest as much CBD oil as I possibly could tolerate. Because at that point, we don't have room for BS. We don't have room for anything that's going to sideline us from the ultimate goal, and that is to help our family members survive cancer. Now, my mom is actually a survivor of thyroid cancer. And she still has to go for her yearly checkups to MD Anderson in order to make sure that it has not come back. So I made sure that I put my mom on a dose of CBD oil. And with that, one of those reasons being, I want to make sure cancer does not come back to my mom. The other thing is that she has macular degeneration. Now, there are no formal studies on macular degeneration and if CBD oil can help. But all the research is there that it does help with a lot of eye issues. And there is a very good research program going on right now to see if CBD oil actually helps in cell regeneration. So I think that it's worth a shot. And like she said, I got nothing to lose. And if it helps with pain and if it can help the progression of my macular degeneration to stop, I'm going to take it. Also, the other benefits, the immunity benefits, the mood benefits, the pain subsiding benefits, those are all worth investing in. So if you want more information about CBD oil, give me a ring-a-ding. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram at crazycbdlady.com. Now, I just noticed something on Facebook today. There's another lady out there posing to be me. You can find me by my picture that is on this particular podcast. That little cute little lady with the blue hair and the red glasses. She's a little bit skinnier than me, but that's me. That's the crazy CBD lady that you want. Not this other lady. I don't even know who she is. I'm sure she's a great lady. I don't know. But I'm the true crazy CBD lady. It's crazy underscore CBD underscore lady. That's me, guys. Give me a shout out. Share your good news about CBD oil with me, please. If you want information about what companies I suggest, give me a shout. Be happy to share it with you. Have a great day, everybody. I love you. And if you're going through the fight of cancer, I especially love you. And I'm sending out prayers and good wishes to you. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.